Across America and around the world, you're listening once again to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, and you had better be on your toes. Make sure you have pen and paper by your side, for we have a scoop on the world, and then we're going to be talking with Aaron Russo of the Constitution Party. From the headquarters of the Intelligence Service, the microbe that our soldiers suffering from the Gulf War syndrome have contracted is called Mycoplasma incognitus, a man-made biological warfare agent. Don't go away. Ladies and gentlemen, a medical team in Texas has identified the microbe which causes what is known as the Gulf War syndrome, affecting many of our military personnel who have returned from the Middle East after the Gulf scam, has been identified as Mycoplasma incognitus. This identification comes from researchers at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. After my sojourn in Phoenix for the pretrial hearing, we will have this team on the Hour of the Time to explain their findings. And there's good news, folks. Certain combinations of antibiotics can cure this disease very quickly. So, all is not dismal after all. Remember, you heard it first on the Hour of the Time, and what you didn't hear first on the Hour of the Time, you heard first from me in my lectures in the late 1980s and read in my book, which was published almost 5 years ago. All of the late-breaking stories that the New American and the Spotlight and Radio Free America and everybody else claims that they revealed to the world first, I revealed to you years ago, without exception, folks, without exception. And if you continue to listen to the Hour of the Time, and if you go back and read my book again, you'll find things that you missed for the first time. You'll find things that I predicted that have not come true as of yet, but will in the very near future. And I advise you, if you have not read Behold a Pale Horse, find it and read it as quick as you can, for you're missing out on the keys to the whole puzzle. Also, I've talked to the author of Scarlet and the Beast, and we're going to be able to make that book available to you ladies and gentlemen, very shortly, as soon as I come back from Phoenix for the next four nights, you're going to hear the rerun of the Whitewater series, all four episodes. And that's something that you need to hear for all of this hoopla over O.J. Simpson and Haiti has taken Whitewater out of the spotlight, and it needs to be placed back where it belongs, under the bright lights, under the scrutiny of the American people. And that is exactly where we intend to put it. In just a moment, Aaron Russo of the Constitution Party.
For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and the pledge to the ideals of our forefathers. Men who fought and died in the building of this great nation. It's a pledge to fulfill our duties and obligations as citizens of the United States and to uphold the principles of our Constitution. And last but not least, it's a pledge to maintain the four great freedoms cherished by all Americans. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. I pledge allegiance.
Just revealed to you tonight, folks, is horrible. You see, this Mycoplasma incognitus differs from other mycoplasmas in that it has a piece of retroviral nucleic acid integrated into its DNA genome. Mycoplasma incognitus is contributing to the deaths of those afflicted with AIDS. But little is known about its distribution in the normal adult population. It will cause chronic fatigue, recurring fever, night sweats, joint pain, stomach upsets and cramps, headaches, skin rashes, similar to sunburn, heart pain, kidney pain, thyroid problems, and autoimmune systems. Probably due to the fact that this microorganism is released from infected cells carrying parts of host cell plasma membrane, and individuals may respond to the microorganism as well as normal host antigens carried on the microorganism. The bad news is this is man-made, ladies and gentlemen, and not by the Iraqis. The finger of guilt, the accusing finger of guilt, points, ladies and gentlemen, to the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology in Washington, D.C. I'm leaving you on that note to ponder what you have just learned. Let's go to Beverly Hills, California. Good evening, Aaron.
How you doing? How you doing?
Good. What do you think about what I just revealed to the world here?
What can you think? You know, it's scary that the government could do something like that if they've done it. And but it's typical of what's happening all over our country. All over the, you know, federal government is just obscene and evil these days. And our Constitution of the United States is being violated. And we as a people have to stand up and let them know they can't do it anymore. And, you know, we're trying very hard to alert people to what's going on. I've learned an awful lot from you. And it's very hard to get people to stop being apathetic and to stand up and rise and say, we're not going to take it anymore. And since we started the Constitution Party, that seems to be the biggest obstacle we're facing. People know what's going on. A lot of them understand in their hearts and in their souls what's happening. They can't quite verbalize it, all of them. But to get them to get up and actually move and to stand up and be counted and say, we're not going to take it anymore, and we don't want to be a part of this anymore, and it must change, and we want to live by the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the Constitution, and not by laws that you're making now that take away our rights, I can't understand why it's so difficult for people to stand up and fight for that. And we're getting tons of calls here from people who want to stand up, but, you know, it's the tip of the bucket. And I'm hoping by us talking tonight and people listening that maybe we can motivate them to stand and fight more for what we need in this country. And I think what you just spoke about the virus, it's so new to me. I don't really have an intelligent thought to say about it that doesn't... you know what I'm saying?
It's new to everybody. Nobody in the whole world heard about it until tonight on this broadcast.
Yes, I mean, I'm not a... chemist. I don't exactly understand it all, but certainly something I want to find out more about. Because I know if you're breaking it, then it's got to be something valuable. And it sure seems to me the thing that seems most difficult to explain is that I accept what you're saying. I accept that the government can do that, which is such a crime that I can accept that. That I can actually believe our government can do something is what scares me.
That's the scariest part of all.
Right.
Yes.
And actually say something like that, and you know, you say, yeah, maybe they really did, and it's gotten that bad, and to be like that, to think that way, it means that there's no justice in America, and there's no more trust in America.
Mm-hmm.
And without justice, there's no trust. Without trust, you can't have any kind of relationship, and the government becomes the enemy, and everybody starts fighting the government, and it just has to stop. And we want to do it peacefully. I mean, since I started this party, I didn't know anything about the militias before I started this party. And now I'm getting calls every day from militia people saying, look, we don't want to be in the militia. Not that we don't want to be in it. We don't want to fight. We just want to do this peacefully. Help us do this peacefully. And I'm trying as hard as I can, as I know how as a human being, to do whatever I can do to make this thing work the right way and the peaceful way.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that you're on the air doing this as well and letting people know that the peaceful way is the better way.
Well, it's the better way as long as we have a chance to do it. And that's what we have to be as responsible as we can and try to exacerbate and utilize every possible legal and nonviolent means of restoring this nation to what it was intended to be.
I mean, I heard things today that the United States has turned over some of the national parks to the U.N.
Yes, that's a fact. They have. It's called the United Nations Biosphere. And we also just discovered that Constitution Hall in Philadelphia. Oh, gosh. Constitution Hall, folks, has now become a United Nations protected historical landmark.
A United Nations historical?
Yes.
God almighty. You know, who's ever listening out there, all you people listening, please stand up and be counted. I don't know how to tell you that this is such an emergency in this country. There's such an urgency to do something that you got to get off your butts and do something. You must stand up. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You must do it. You know, I'm sure Bill has said similar words to you in the past. You know, if you want your children and your grandchildren to be living in a free country and not in a police state, get off your butts. Do something. Join the Constitution Party. Just do anything. Even if you don't join our party, just do something to stand up and be counted. Don't let it happen anymore. We must stop this.
Well, we know that we have a lot of new listeners. We pick up new listeners all the time. Our audience just grows by leaps and bounds, it seems like, on a weekly basis. Why don't we go back and talk about who is involved with this Constitution Party besides you and I? And I know that you were the driving force behind bringing all of us together, and and taking a lot of separate ideas and ideals and things and condensing them into a platform. So let's talk about how this began and who's involved in it and what is intended by all of this. And since we can't take phone calls, I'm going to sort of act as the devil's advocate and ask some questions that I know that the listening audience would ask if they could call in.
Sure. I mean, I come out of being a movie producer. That's my background. I was in show business. I managed Bette Midler for a number of years. I produced a movie called The Rose. She was nominated for an Academy Award. I produced a movie called Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Danny Aykroyd, which is a huge hit movie. I have many credits. I won an Emmy, a Tony. You know, I've been an important person in my field. And with all the success that I had, I was not happy. I was not happy with what was happening in this country. But I thought I was alone. I really did. I thought I was alone. And I packed up and I left the country for a little while. And while I was gone, Ross Perot started doing what he was doing. And I began to see that I wasn't alone. And that Ross blazed a trail that, even though I don't agree with Ross's policies, and he never really had a platform, it made me understand that my dissatisfaction was not alone, that there were millions of other people who felt like I did. So I came back here, and I started getting an idea of what I wanted to do. And I started putting this party together, an idea in my mind. And then Waco happened. And what I saw happen in Waco was like the driving force that just spread me above and beyond anything I'd ever known before. When they killed all those people, and they said it was for the children, and yet they killed all these children with CS gas, an agent that's not even allowed in warfare, on our own citizens, and nobody stood up. Nobody, the press didn't say anything. Nobody said that here was all these people killed, and no one even committed a crime. I mean, can you imagine if this would have happened in China? What would have happened? You know, they would have said, Chinese invade the church with military machine guns, use CS gas, banned from war to kill 100 people, including children and women. You know, but what happened was worse than Tiananmen Square. And yet nobody said anything about it in the media. And once the assault was over, and they buried all the evidence and everything that happened, the press just forgot about it. You never heard the Brass Davidian point of view. And all you got was government, you know, propaganda. And I got infuriated. I got furious. And it drove me harder and faster to get this thing done. And I couldn't believe that the press was such dupes. See, I don't think the press, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I don't believe the press is in a conspiracy. I think the press is being manipulated and are dupes. I think that nobody does their job in the press. And they take press. When I was in show business, I would put out a press release, and the press would print it just as we put it out. There's nobody asking questions, is this real, is this right, is this wrong? They just put out whatever you give them. And they do the same thing with the government. The government tells them something, and they just talk about it on television, or they print it in the newspapers. And when I saw what happened in Waco, and I saw people saying, you know, well, they deserved it, they were a cult. What does that mean? I mean, don't we have religious freedom in this country anymore? Just for consenting adults to practice how they want to practice their religion? Isn't that what this country was built on? All of a sudden they're a cult and they're no good? Has the propaganda gotten that extreme in this country that people just fall for this kind of nonsense? And it made me sick to my stomach. I actually got sick. And so I pushed real hard, and I wrote the platform, and I got a bunch of wonderful people involved with us, very respectable, distinguished Americans. You know, people like Larry Beecraft, a wonderful attorney out of Alabama, and Bill Benson, the author of The Law That Never Was with Fred Beckman, and Bob Bishop, a gold mining stock report editor, and Jim Blanchard, who most of you guys probably know out there, and Doug Casey, who wrote the largest selling financial book in history, and you, Bill, you know, and Vince De Niro, and Larry Dodge from Fiji, and Roger Fredenberg, the radio talk show host, and Richard Mack, the sheriff from Graham County, Arizona, who stood up to the Brady Bill, and Ron Paul, who was a Republican member of Congress, and Bob Prechter from the Elliott Wave Theory, and Dr. Jonathan Wright, and James Turk, and we have a wonderful group of intelligent, smart, dedicated people who want to change things in this country. But the fact is, we cannot do it without the army of people out there to stand up and fight and be counted. And I mean fight in a peaceful way. You know, by joining a party that stands for the Constitution to protect the law of our land. Because the Constitution is the law of this land. And we're taking away the First Amendment from us, the Second Amendment from us, the Tenth Amendment states' rights, the 16th Amendment, which is not even ratified. I mean, they're doing all this to us. and we just let them do it. We just let them do it. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I want to do something about it. And so I'm trying with every fiber of my body to do something. You know, I'm trying so hard. But without all the people out there to get behind it, nothing's ever going to happen.
Political power comes with weight of numbers.
Absolutely.
And so a party or a political philosophy that does not have the weight of many, many, many people behind it, it does not succeed. In fact, very often doesn't even get off the ground. So it's what you're talking about is something that I've tried to push for many years. And I've got to tell you that people are waking up, not in the numbers that we need, but when I first began to talk about what I know and what's happening in this country, I couldn't get three people in the living room if I traveled 1,000 miles, and if I did get a couple of people there, they would listen to what I had to say, scratch their heads, and I would drive all the way back. All of this on my money until we went broke doing this. But now I can go to places and fill huge ballrooms and hotels and places like the Salt Dome. And I believe that this is indicative of a great awakening of the American people. Not to say that everyone sitting out there listening to me believes or understands exactly what I'm saying, but they know that enough is wrong that they're at least beginning to listen. And let's talk about a little about the response that you've been getting. What's the indications that you've had?
I just want to back up 1 second to what you just said, Bill. And you know, the response you're getting is bigger and bigger because things are getting worse and worse. The evil is becoming more apparent.
That's right.
See, so as the evil accelerates, more and more people are waking up. But you can't wake up after it's over, you know, because once we walk into the trap and the door closes, we're done.
Yeah, all those people in concentration camps in World War II were awake. They understood exactly the situation, didn't they?
Right, exactly right. But it was too late at that point, wasn't it?
That's right.
And that's the point I'm trying to say. So while this is accelerating and more people are waking up, us people out here that are smart, that are aware of what's going on, we have to wake up the other people. We have to get off our butts and get people to listen, to get to the Constitution Party platform, to stand up and vote for what has to happen. We got to tell these people, because, you know, if you take a penny, okay, and you double it every day for a month, do you know how much money you get?
More than I can count.
You get $20 million from a penny just by doubling it every day. So can you imagine if we start out with 10,000 people or 20,000 people or 100,000 people, and every day we got one more person to double it, to listen to what we're doing? We'd have 20, 30, 40 million people in no time. But we got to get up and we have to do it. We've got to get up and do it, folks, because otherwise we get what we deserve. Do you understand what I'm saying? We get what we deserve. And if you're too damn lazy to get off your butts to save freedom in this country, to save what we fought for all these years, then you're going to deserve what you get. And I don't want to be a part of that, personally. And I don't want my kids to be a part of it.
So
I'm just trying to tell you guys out there listening, get up and do something. Tell your neighbors. Tell your relatives. You know, make 100 copies of the Constitution Party platform and give it to everybody. Even if there's a point in it you don't like, you don't agree with some of the issues, it doesn't matter. What matters is to win the big battle, to stop the government from taking away our individual rights, our property rights, our state's rights, our financial rights, everything they're taking from us. You got to stop it. And you have to wake up all those sleeping people. Doesn't matter how hard you try. You got to keep doing it. Even if it's frustrating. And you say, oh, they're just apathetic and nobody wants to listen to me. Baloney! You make them listen. You make them understand what's happening. You got to do it, folks. You know, I'm pleading to you. Because things are very frightening in this country. And they have to change. So I'm making an appeal here on Bill's show, telling you, please call us. We'll send you the information. Write us letters. Tell your friends. Anything you can do to make this thing work, to have the Constitution Party come about so that we can live by the Constitution in this country again, has to be done. Please.
Now, in our...
I had to say that. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad that you did. And, you know, that your sincerity certainly comes across. I mean, you are vociferous in your passion for what you're propounding here. And I certainly am too. Before I've been doing this for years, and sometimes was the only one crying in the wilderness. Let's talk about this platform. This platform echoes the freedom that the Constitution secured for us when it was written in the Bill of Rights. And people look at it and say, well, this we can't live without laws. And they're misunderstanding the platform. They think that it does not provide for laws. But can you address that? Because
sure, I'd be happy to.
I get those comments.
I'd be happy to. No one is saying that we should go into anarchy here. That is not what this platform is about. This platform is based upon freedom. That we all have the right to be free in this country, to be what God made us to be. Whatever that may be, we have to reach our full potential as human beings, to allow our potential to develop and to flower without it being hindered by laws and governments that try to curtail us and hinder us and squash us. And the point of view of the party is that people are free to do whatever they want to do in their lives as long as they don't hurt anybody else or their property. That's where we draw the line. I don't care if somebody's homosexual. It's his business. It's not mine. You know, I'm not going to get involved in it. I'm not homosexual. I don't choose to be homosexual. But if somebody is, that's their business. And if it's between consenting adults, I don't care. I don't care. What I want to do in this party is make sure that we curtail the federal government's power. That's the point. I don't want to empower government. I want to take their power away, the power to do the things that they're doing to us. Government's basic job is to have a strong army, to have a strong defense in this country. That's what the government is about. That's what they should be doing.
Hello. Well, I don't know what we got going here, folks, but it looks like we got something going. Is that on your end?
No.
That's not on your end.
No, it's not. Not on my end, Bill.
Well, there it goes. There it goes again. Somebody is tapping in to the phone, it looks like. I don't know who.
What were they doing?
Well, I don't know.
Well, let's get back to the defense of this country.
Let's do that.
You know, the Constitution Party advocates the maintenance of the strongest national defense force in the world. The Constitution Party does not advocate military interference in the affairs of other nations. And the Constitution Party further believes that the U.S. should protect its sovereignty and maintain full control over its own defense systems and not turn them over to the United Nations. So that's our position on defense. We believe in a very strong defense, and we certainly do not believe in a lack of laws. We believe in a strong local police force. The Constitution Party advocates a strong local police presence for violent crime. By eliminating victimless crimes, police will be able to focus on violent crime, making the police infinitely more effective. The prison system, currently overburdened, will have ample space to house violent criminals for the full course of their prison terms, instead of letting them out because there's no room to keep them in.
Well, people seem to think now that we need more laws and stricter laws in order to curtail crime. But the real problem is when somebody commits a crime, they're not punished for it. And under our platform, if somebody committed a crime, if they injured somebody or their property, they would pay for it. In other words, we'd lock them up and throw the key away.
Exactly. By legalizing drugs, for one thing, and stopping the police, instead of putting kids in jail for smoking marijuana and letting out a killer, because they're putting him in jail, it's ridiculous. You clutter the courts, you clutter the jails, you ruin people's lives, you're letting killers out of jail in 4 years, 5 years. What for? It makes no sense. If you eliminate the drug laws and you get rid of the income taxes of this country and let the economy really skyrocket, really soar, and create jobs for people, and get rid of the unemployment lines and the welfare lines by having such a good economy, crime will almost vanish. And whatever crime is left, you have a strong police presence and strong jails to leave them in. I mean, it would be so much more effective than the way it is today. It's not even a comparison. Get rid of the income tax in this country. They're not even legal. get rid of victimless crimes, because they're just morality. No one, government doesn't have a right to legislate morality. You think the federal government are the right people to legislate morality? How stupid can you be? I mean, they're totally immoral themselves. How are they going to legislate morality? I mean, how dumb can it get?
That's probably the question of the century and the one that everybody should be asking. How can we let these jerks in Washington that were bouncing checks all over the House bank and robbing the post office and voting themselves $28,000 pay raises and looting the public chest in pork barrel projects all over the country just so that their cronies could put money from the public pocket into their own pocket? How could we? We'll be right back and we'll talk about the answer to those questions in just a few minutes. Mr. Lincoln, how I wish you were here, and many others from our history who were brave enough to stand up and take the heat, which many Americans today are not. One of the ones that are, Swiss America Trading, my good friend Craig Smith, and all of the people who work there, who backed the hour of the time through thick and thin, through controversy, through threats of lawsuits, and every other thing that you can imagine, when I was broadcasting from Waco, Texas, trying to warn the American people that the Branch Davidians were going to be murdered in their entirety if we did not do something. WWCR was burned to the ground, and Craig Smith was on the phone contacting radio stations around the country so that I could continue to broadcast. That's the kind of people that back this program at Swiss America Trading. That's the kind of people, even though they didn't have to, they don't have anything to do with me personally, showed up to be with me in our hour of need when my family was gassed in the motel from hell, the Embassy Suites in Phoenix. And it was Craig Smith who went to me for my arraignment and who will be with me on Wednesday morning. I haven't talked to him, but I know he's going to be there because that's the kind of people that work at Swiss America Trading. They care about this country, and they care about you. Now, if you'd like to take the necessary steps that you need to take to protect your financial future, you need to call Swiss America Trading. And if you derive real worth from this broadcast, the hour of the time, I would ask you to do your business with them out of sheer loyalty, if nothing else. But if you decide not to, for whatever reason, at least do something, contact someone who handles precious metals in their various forms. Because, folks, it's the only thing throughout history that has ever held its value, no matter what. The only thing. There is nothing else. Period. It's also the only legal money. United States Code states that a dollar is a specific measurement of gold or silver coin. Nothing else. It says nothing about Federal Reserve notes, and this law has never been repealed or taken away or superseded. The Constitution says, no state shall tender in payment of debt anything other than gold or silver coin. So what is all this phony money floating around called Federal Reserve notes, backed by nothing, and if you take it into a bank and ask them to give you what it's worth, they laugh at you and give you another one just like it, because it's worth nothing. It's a piece of paper. It's not even good for taking notes because it's got ink all over it. And these are the things I've been trying to teach you, and these are the things that Aaron Russo is talking about tonight. So call our good friends at Swiss America Trading. Do it now. Don't procrastinate. Look around at the faces of your loved ones. If you cannot right at this very moment assure them that you have guaranteed their financial future, come hell or high water, then you must make the call. If you don't, you're deceiving yourself and your family. And no good will come of it, I can assure you. It never does. So do it now. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. I heard on a program earlier tonight that you couldn't get gold, St. Gaudens, $20 gold pieces because there just aren't any available. Well, you call my friends at Swiss America Trading, and I'll guarantee you can get them in MS60 grade or any other grade if you want them. 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you made the call. You'll feel better. A great weight will come off your shoulders. So do it now. 1-800-289-2646.
People, I think it's time we stop this running around. This world is going too fast and we'd like to slow it down. Don't let them talk you into doing what you don't want to. Just learn to say no and learn how to refuse. Cause you don't owe nobody nothing except God above. Go out and go after the things in life you love. Don't try to force it if it ain't going smooth. The one person that you should never try to push you. You can make it to the top, but
only... Yeah, many of you out there are trying to fool yourselves. And we're not going to let that happen. We've got to get back to reality. We have to get back to our roots. We have to live according to the truth and not the deception. Aaron, are you still there?
I sure am, Bill.
Wonderful.
I wouldn't go anywhere.
You know, a lot of people are really attracted to the Constitution Party because they understand the roots of this country and what freedom is all about. The Constitution Party doesn't mean letting criminals have their head. It means if you commit a crime, you're going to suffer for it, and you're going to suffer big time, and we're going to deal with that. And people are going to have to become responsible. It doesn't mean that you can have a religion and perform human sacrifice. No, it means that you have a freedom to have a religion as long as you don't hurt anybody else in the practice of whatever religion it is. For those of us who understand freedom, understand that there's no way in the world I can practice my religion unless I allow you to practice yours.
Right on.
Because if I stop you from practicing yours, what that means is if you get enough strength to come and tear down my church and punish me for practicing mine, then you can do that. It breaks it down right back into the dark ages. And there will be... Folks, listen to me. All of you out there claim that your religion is the only one, and you can't allow anybody else to practice their religion. Where in the world are you going to go and get away with that? And how are you going to stop them? What are you going to do? Bring back the burning at the stake, the Inquisition? It doesn't matter what religion you belong to. Is that the way you're going to deal with this? Are you going to leave people alone? Are you there, Aaron?
I'm here. I don't know what that was, but I'm here.
Well, it appears that somebody somehow has gotten either patched into our line accidentally or on purpose, and they're picking up the phone to make a call and hearing somebody on it and putting it back down. That's what it sounds like to me.
I'd like to say one thing what you're talking about. Now, we all talk about having liberty, but nobody thinks about what liberty really is. And liberty is the absence of forcible restraints. If we want to be free, we don't want to have forcible restraints put on us, and we do not want to put them on other people. We have to have our liberty. We have to be free to be who we are. The only thing we can't do is hurt anybody else or their property. And if you want to be the kind of a person that forces other people to live by your morality, not their own, then you're nothing more than an oppressor. And you don't want to be an oppressor. You want to have your liberty and you want to give it to other people. And we want to get along peacefully in this country. We want to be free to be who we are. Let's not force everybody to be in our mold. Because that would be real boring.
That's right. We know, ladies and gentlemen, through study, that homosexuals have been in every society since the beginning of humankind. We know that they have usually kept to themselves and usually through the force of the society have been in what's called the closet. They practice their sexuality in secret. And what's happening today, ladies and gentlemen, is we're trying to say, no, you can't be that anymore. Hypocrisy. In other words, if you stay in the closet, we'll ignore you and leave you alone. That's the utmost hypocrisy that I can even imagine. On the other hand, they're saying, no, we're going to come out and we're going to teach your kids that it's okay to be homosexual, and that's wrong, too. There's a middle ground here. Just leave everybody alone and be who you want to be. Don't hurt anybody else, and don't destroy their property, and you'll be fine. That's what we're all about. Am I on the right track, Aaron?
I think you're right on the money.
And I think that's the only way that it can be in the United States of America. I know people who claim that this country was set up as a Christian nation. And in studying our forefathers, I know with no doubt whatsoever that they did exactly the opposite. They set this up as a secular government to protect their right to be Christians because they came from Europe where they were persecuted in their religions. Jews came here to be free from persecution in other countries, and it's the only country that I know of that they've ever been able to come to and not have been persecuted in their history. Our forefathers, Puritans, came here. They were persecuted in Europe. Everybody who's been persecuted in another country or from a religious point of view has been able to come to the United States and up until recently be relatively safe from persecution. And now we're not so safe from that anymore because the government is beginning to persecute religions and certain organizations within the communities are beginning to persecute religions. And then there are patriot groups who are saying if they come to power, their religion is going to be the only one allowed. So how are we going to rectify this if we don't get behind this party and go back to the roots of freedom that our forefathers gave us for our posterity, for their posterity, which is us, by the way, and for our posterity. And we've elected to give it away.
This whole party is... The whole platform of the party is based on the principles of the Constitution of the United States. You know, doesn't mean you have to like everybody, but you have to learn to live with them, to have tolerance for other people. God will be the judge in the end, not you. We're not here to judge each other. We're here to live peacefully with each other. And God knows we have to do that, or else we'll never have any peace in this country or this world ever again. And what you don't want to do, the last thing you people want to do, is say, I want laws against this, because you don't want to empower the federal government. You know, we have states' rights in this country. Let's get back to states' rights and our local rights. You know, but get away from the federal government. That's not what it's about. And all you people out there who want to tell the government we want laws against this, you know, then the other side says, you know, we don't like guns. We think guns are immoral. We want laws against guns. And you know what? That's what's happening. So you're fighting one battle, but you're losing the war, folks. You're losing the war because you're fighting the wrong battle. The battle here isn't the left and the right. The battle here is individual and big government. That's the battle we all have to fight. So stop picking on each other. Stop hurting each other. And as long as nobody hurts you or your property, let everybody live and let live. Stop the hatred. There's no point in it. And please, is it all right if I give out the phone number, Bill?
Oh, sure, yeah. Go ahead, please.
I want everybody to call us. It's 1-800-932-9888. And the P.O. Box
It's the Constitution Party, P.O. Box 3305, Beverly Hills, California, 90212. That's P.O. Box 3305, Beverly Hills, California, 90212. You know, somebody said to me, Beverly Hills, you should change that address, you know. It gives the wrong image. I said, you know, I happen to live here. I'm not changing anything. I'm not lying about what I'm doing. I happen to live in Beverly Hills. I don't care where I live, you know. If I lived in Washington, if I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it doesn't matter. That's where my P.O. Box would be, you know. This party is about the truth. We want to get to the truth for everybody. We want to live by the Constitution of the United States, and we have to defend the Constitution. Because if we don't defend the Constitution, it won't defend us. And when we're all slaves to the federal government, we're all going to be sorry we didn't stand up when we had to.
That's right. People don't understand that when they take the rights away from someone else, they're always stripping themselves
Absolutely.
Of those same rights. And people don't seem to honor rights unless it's their rights. And if it's their rights, it's okay. But when somebody else stands up and says something they don't like, then all of a sudden, freedom of speech is wrong. And they've got to shut those people up, not realizing that if we make laws to shut those people up, we've also made laws to shut ourselves up.
And you're empowering people at the same time to take away your rights. That's the last thing you want to do. You want your rights yourself as the individual. You're a sovereign human being. Don't give that up to anybody else. Because you're just gonna, if you give that up, you let the government run your life, you're just going to waste away and die an unhappy person. Because you're not, because you're going to be nothing in your life.
That's another subject I want to cover here, because people talk about that, and I get letters saying, you got to take this out of your platform. I love your platform except for this or except for that. But the biggest one is this abortion thing.
Oh,
and,
God,
and,
yeah.
What we're saying, from what I understand, what I'm saying, what I believe, and what I believe is written into our platform, is that the government hasn't got the right to dictate morals, period.
Exactly.
Period. That should be done on a local level. There's no one who has ever agreed whether a fetus is a living human being or whether a fetus is a part of a woman's body. There is no total group of people anywhere who can make all these decisions as when is it viable and when is it not. When is it conceived as an individual and when is it part of the woman's body. When is a baby born and when is a baby a real person. You know, we all have our individual beliefs. I've told you people millions of times that I believe that abortion is murder. But I don't believe that the federal government is the one that should dictate to us whether it is or not. I believe that that belongs on the local level with the local people who live in their local cities, counties, and states.
Right on.
And not in Washington, D.C.
But the Constitution Party, I want to say this because I've got a lot of, I love your platform except for the abortion thing. I love it. I love it. Well, get rid of that platform, you know, get rid of that point. And I say, no, I can't stand abortion. I despise abortion. And I totally respect the rights of the unborn. I totally do. But I don't think the federal government has any right making any laws regarding any of this or dictating to a woman or dictating to me about something else. You know, it takes place locally. It takes place in the churches. We have to educate people about abortion. But I don't want to give the federal government the right to make any laws about that. It's not their place. It's not what they were put here for. And I don't want to empower them that way.
That's right. And I don't believe that they ever had that power in the beginning to dictate what any citizens of states do
exactly.
within their states. From the very beginning. And I believe that this abortion issue was intentionally fostered by the federal government to split the nation, warring against each other, instead of settling on a local label where it should be settled
right.
so that they can bring about their one world government. It's just another splitting of all of us, racial lines, men and women lines, family lines, in the workplace, with this abortion issue, and every other thing that they could possibly bring up to tear us apart so that we cannot exist as a sovereign nation, as sovereign citizens, with a constitution that protects our sovereign rights.
At the same time, I want to say something here, Bill. At the same time, the government has no right to take money from some people to fund abortions for others.
That's right, and that's one of the biggest reasons that I don't want them mixed up in any of this. And if you have any sense, folks, you have to understand that whatever the federal government takes away from us, with the big deception that it's for the good of all of us, that if they didn't take taxes from us, we couldn't have interstate highways, that we couldn't have this, that we couldn't have that, that we couldn't have community mental health centers and all these other things. You have to understand, by the time that money gets out of your pocket and makes that big circle through Washington, D.C., and then back to the states, there's very, very little of it left, if any at all. If you did it yourself in your states and paid the same amount of money, you could have got 100 times more with your money than by waiting for it to make this big, big fantasy circle where you think you're getting something for nothing. You don't ever get something for nothing. And if you're counting on the federal government to give you anything free, you're going to be 100 times poorer by the time you get that free benefit from the federal government than you were if you had paid for it yourself.
And that's why that piece of paper is worth nothing today. See, they just printed at will. They do whatever they want to do. They take money from you. They print the money up over here. They put book entries now. They don't even have to print the money anymore. They just put computer entries into the banks. You know, they just manufacture it at will because everybody wants something for nothing. Well, get over something for nothing, guys. We have to take care of ourselves. We have individual responsibility. And that's why we have to get rid of all these entitlement programs. And let me say something. When I say get rid of entitlement programs, I mean get rid of entitlement programs, which means something for nothing. Well, people call me up and say, what about Social Security? I say, wait a second. Social Security is not an entitlement program.
That's right.
Put money into Social Security. You're getting your money back. That's not an entitlement program. Understand that. It's your money. Now, I'll tell you something else. You're better off put it somewhere else than put the Social Security program.
Much, much better.
No? I mean, I would love to get rid of Social Security and have everybody take the money and put it in private. They'll do it private so they can make a lot more money than they're getting from Social Security.
The reason people like Social Security so much is because they know they'll spend that money before they'll put it away and save it in an interest-bearing account or something.
It's for savings.
That's right.
But it's not an entitlement program. So don't think we're saying get rid of Social Security. We're not saying that. But we do think there are better ways of putting that forced money to make more for the person who's putting it away than through Social Security. That's probably one of the worst investments you can make.
Also, if you're going to keep Social Security, you need to redo the law so that it doesn't go into a general fund so that the government can steal all the Social Security money, because that's exactly what they've been doing.
And they put IOUs in there. Here's an IOU, and they make the sunk deficit smaller because they're borrowing the Social Security money.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. They don't even put an IOU in because they don't really owe anything if they take it out because it's part of the general fund. There's no special fund for Social Security like you all believe. It can be used for anything they want at any time they want, and you could all find yourselves without a check tomorrow night. That's the truth of the matter, folks.
Absolutely. And if you get rid of entitlement programs, what do you think your immigration problem in this country is going to be? It's going to go away.
And let me tell you what entitlement does. Remember I told you why John F. Kennedy was killed? He was empowering the minorities in this country, the blacks. He was letting them ride in the front of the bus. He was integrating the colleges. He was telling people that you couldn't make blacks go drink out of a black water fountain. He was integrating the nation, and for that they killed him. It wasn't about anything else. I don't care what anybody tells you. That's why they killed Martin Luther King, and that's why they killed Bobby Kennedy. And you all say, well, look at Lyndon Johnson. He came in and did all the civil rights laws and everything. I mean, if they killed him for that, why did they let Lyndon Johnson live? Because, folks, the blacks were being empowered. They were going to become legitimate, responsible citizens in the communities. Lyndon Johnson destroyed them. And the way he destroyed them was by passing all these civil rights laws and affirmative action and putting them on welfare. He built the great society that took away their dignity, took away their will to work, took away their sustenance, took away their very souls. That's what Lyndon Johnson really did, and that's why Lyndon Johnson was put in there to do that. And when the blacks and the other minorities and the poor white trash went on the welfare system, they became non-threats. They became nobodies. They began to feed them drugs to make them criminals and to threaten the middle class into giving away their constitutional protection under the Bill of Rights. They raised the price of drugs and make them more scarce. And all of the sheeple scream for more federal power. Take away my constitutional rights. please do anything but just get the drugs and crime off the streets. That's what Lyndon Baines Johnson, the great socialist president, did.
God bless you for saying that. God bless you. I've never heard any true words in my life than that one.
Well, it just happens to be the truth. Before that, you didn't find large numbers of unemployed anybody in the United States of America. Some people had jobs that didn't pay much, but they had jobs and they had self-respect and they could feed their family and they could buy their home. Even if it was a little shack, it was theirs. And that meant a lot in the United States of America. Welfare destroys people. It destroys neighborhoods. It destroys counties. It destroys states. And it's destroyed this country. And it's going to destroy a lot more if we don't learn to deal with it. You don't get anything for nothing. Go ahead, Aaron.
I'm just saying, the whole wealth, the health program they're trying to put into this country.
That's right. It's another welfare program.
It's a welfare program. It's sick. It's going to destroy the health of the majority of Americans in this country. I don't want to stand in line for health like I go to get a driver's license. I don't want government and health. You ever go to a VA hospital and see what those are like? Believe me, you don't want government in your health. Kick them out. Don't let them get involved. Write your congressman, write anybody who can, say, we don't want the government involved in health care, please. We don't want it. We're not going to vote for you. We're turning in our Democratic cards, our Republican cards. We're going to the Constitution Party. We don't want this in our lives anymore, people. Get rid of it. Don't let them do this to us anymore. Government running health. Give me a break. You know, it's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And people, you know, and they make it sound so good on the surface. Well, everybody will be covered. Nonsense. It's all nonsense. Nobody's going to be covered. Because you depend on the federal government.
That's right. And with that, we are out of time. Aaron, I want to thank you for being our special guest. And I want to thank you for the work you've done for the Constitution Party and what you continue to do. And folks, you don't know it, but this man spent a great fortune of his own money to make this work.
Do me a favor, Bill. Just give out the number now just one more time if you can so people get it.
1-800-932-9888. That's 1-800-932-9888. That's the Constitution Party, folks. Post Office Box 7565.
3305.
Oh, you changed it. 3305. P.O. Box 3305, Beverly Hills, California, 90212. That's P.O. Box 3305. Beverly Hills, California, 90212. Aaron, thank you.
God bless you, Bill. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
God bless you, too. Well, folks, just one more thing I want to give you on our breaking story tonight. Let me just give you this little blurb. It's hard to believe, I know, that our own government is poisoning people. But they were testing this stuff for germ warfare at Fort Detrick, Maryland, where they test all the other terrible things. Garth Nicholson, who chairs the tumor biology department at MD Anderson Hospital, said it's possible the United States troops in the Middle East were infected by pathogens sold by American firms in the mid to late 1980s with the approval of the United States Department of Commerce to the Iraqi Atomic Energy Agency. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you all. And remember, you can... Yeah.
You can do what you want, do what you want. Make you fish.